It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Do you have canvas bags in your car trunk just sitting there waiting for a trip to the grocery store? Good for you. That is one less plastic bag in the Great Pacific garbage patch. But here's the bad news. If it's carbon footprint you care about, then you might be better off choosing plastic bags. Noah Dillon wrote about this in The Atlantic. He says there is a way to even things out a bit, but it does require commitment.
You can make it equivalent if you use a canvas bag something like 327 times. But a lot of
what about if I leave them in my trunk accidentally 327 times and don't?
That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, you either have to commit to using it effectively and often, which isn't very hard to do, or you should probably not collect them and use them at all, because it just ends up the amount of resources that are put into producing them is much larger than the amount of resources that's put into producing those plastic bags that are so bad for the environment. I mean, they really are bad for the environment, but they're not as bad as an underutilized tote bag.
Why? What's such a resource hog about tote bags, canvas tote bags?
Well, from start to finish, they use up a lot of resources. They require, you know, a lot of water and fertilizer to grow the canvas. They use a lot of energy in their harvesting, their production. All that stuff takes fossil fuels and manual labor. They are much heavier than those plastic bags, so it takes a lot more energy to move them around. And then if they're poorly produced, their life cycle can be really short, and then they end up in a landfill. And that sort of calculation isn't really added into our perception of what a tote bag is.
So should we not buy any more canvas bags?
Well, the thing is that you don't really have to buy them to get them. I mean, they're given out all over the place because they're good advertising space. And so if you are like me or a lot of other people, you kind of end up with a ton of these things just to begin with.
Is there any better option between canvas and plastic? What about, aren't there recyclable eco totes that are better?
Yeah, those, according to the data that we have from 2006, require about 26 uses to be at parity with a plastic bag as far as carbon expenditure per use. The trick, again, is just like getting one that is durable enough to last through those 26 or more uses.
Got it. Noah, you usually write about art. Is there a connection between art criticism and canvas bags?
Well, kind of. I mean, this started off with me walking around New York and seeing tote bags thrown away all over the place and thinking about them as like an image of ecological responsibility as opposed to the reality of people taking on all these tote bags and then just treating them like disposable plastic bags, even though their resource expenditure is so much higher. And these sorts of like large scale or kind of unseen problems don't make it into the picture in our head of what we're doing or what we can do to be more ecologically conscientious.
Noah Dillon, thanks so much for this.
No, thank you.
Oh, and Noah, just for the record, are you a secret operative of the plastic bag lobby? Because I think our listeners would want to know that.
Yeah. No, I mean, look.
You're not directly answering the question. It sounds like you are a secret operative of the plastic bag lobby. Is that fair?
In no way, shape, or form have I ever received any money from Big Plastic Bag or its affiliates. No, I mean, I've got no love for the plastic bag industry. It's just that the way that people use tote bags is more harmful than using plastic bags. That's really the point of the essay. Not that everybody should use plastic bags, but that they should use the tote bags that they have more and better than they currently do.
So I don't need to throw away my dozens of canvas bags. Now that I've got them, use them a lot.
You should use them. You should use them. You should use them as much as you possibly can.
Noah Dillon is the author of this recent article in The Atlantic called "Are Tote Bags Really Good for the Environment?" And by the way, if you're planning to use those tote bags more than 300 times, would you wash them? Because we're tweeting out a link right now to NPR's story on tote bag bacteria. Thanks.